This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, other than T-Hack, I guess, why don't I just say Aaron?
Yes.
T-Hack, you're in love, right?
Yes, very much so.
Madly in love. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If anybody listens to this show thinks that, like, T-Hack turns that up...
He doesn't.
He actually probably turns it down for the air so we don't hate him.
Yep.
I absolutely do.
You're madly in love with your wife.
Yeah, yeah. We get
and
along
you
great.
You love your kids.
I do. They're awesome.
You have a great life.
I really do.
You're
yes.
genuinely grateful about living in Colorado.
I'm happy and grateful every day.
And you want to live in Parker. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. It's great. And I have to turn it down because of that look you're giving me right now.
Yeah, it's so...
I'm opening up the window here and getting ready to jump.
Karen and I are like, I go first, you go first. We go together? How are we going out?
Do you want to hold hands?
No, I don't want anybody to think we were happy at the very end. So there's a story out about 9 ways being in love changes your personality. And I'm wondering if either Aaron or I can like harken back to a time where we might have been in love.
Okay, can I, real quick? Yeah. I don't know if I ever have been, to be honest, even with my long-term relationship. I don't know if I've ever felt what like T-Hack has talked about.
I'm a person who, with all due respect to you, I think that so many people use that cop-out when they've had failed relationships, because I've done it too.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Where it's like, well, now that I think about it, two marriages, I wasn't in love with them. And it's like, bull. And I'm not saying, I think maybe you're right. Maybe you or I haven't felt, I don't know that anybody gets to feel what he's got. Because that's just a freaking, like, their happiness is off-putting.
It is.
I can just leave.
Why are you still here? But I mean, you've been in love, don't you think?
I know that there are different like levels of love. So yes, but I don't know.
I think if I can chime in here,
you're still in the room.
The luckiness that what I'm grateful for is that I am in love and I feel that my wife is just as in love with me. And I feel like that doesn't always,
what a great thing, dude.
It doesn't always happen that way. I think maybe you've been in love, but that love hasn't been reciprocated back to you.
Absolutely.
And so you haven't been able to feel
The full.
Yeah.
I 1,000,000% agree with that. Okay.
Have you been in the opposite? Where they just loved you so much and you're like,
no.
I have. Aww. And it's almost worse. Having unrequited love hurts, but not being able to match somebody's love for you hurts even more. I feel like.
Wow.
Because if you have a personality that feels guilt, which I do. I mean, growing up Catholic, go.
Yep.
Bring it on. It's just like, oh my God, I'm never going to love you at this level.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
And then, but you don't want to let him go. Cause now you,
yeah,
so
oh my
just
God,
kinda,
I got to get out of jail free card here. Like I got to like, somebody who just loves me to death. I need a kidney. They're going to rip it out with their bare hands. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you're just like,
what was your name again?
I know their name, I think. So let's go through some of these and see if we felt them, Aaron, or if Tia feels them. Mm. These are ways being in love changes your personality. You're a combination of happy and anxious. I don't know about this one for him, but I know what this I know this feeling.
Yeah. Like I'm confused by it already because like I thought you weren't ever supposed to feel anxious in a...
I relate very hardly to Benson Boone's song, Beautiful Things, because he's got, I've got all these great things. When are they going to get taken away from me?
Oh, wow.
The anxious.
How long can I live such a great life before something's got to give? Yeah, there's that feeling of like, this is so good. When's reality going to hit?
Wow. Okay.
Whereas my anxious was, it wasn't ever like from losing it, but like when you're like, you know how it is when you're dating somebody and you really like them, you want to see them or whatever. But like, there's one level above that where you're just like, I cannot wait. Like you just like all day, you're like, oh, God, I got to see her tonight. Oh, you're just like that anxiety. I can't wait to see her.
It's like excited anxiety.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Anxiety, yeah. I don't think, is always a bad thing. Sometimes it's just like, oh, that anxious feeling. Like you can't wait to go home, right? To give your kids baths and just be like, you're just, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the best.
Okay, that brings us to the next one. You're obsessed.
Again, I thought that was a bad thing.
It can be, but if it's
a song about it.
But if it's mutual, if you're obsessed with each other, I've been in hugely obsessive relationships.
Mm.
And it feels like it's bad, but
which part were you?
Both.
Oh.
Both people were obsessed?
I've been obsessed. They've been obsessed. Okay. We've been obsessed together. But then you go like, is that...
Mm.
Is that healthy? Like, you're obsessed with your wife?
I feel like I am. Yeah, my wife and family. Yeah, and there's probably a downside to it that I get pretty laser focused and like just when can I get home? What are we doing?
Yeah, that
this week?
Anxious feeling starts to turn into like, I don't really want to work today.
Yeah,
right. I just want to get back.
Or
to
even
her.
Like we have opportunities to do really cool things sometimes, and it's like I don't want to go because.
Yeah,
my wife and kids can't come, you know? Like
Yes.
So that it can be blinding in that way a little bit.
Like in Aaron, in your current unattached nature, anybody says anything and you're like, I'm in. You don't even wait for people to finish their sentence. Like, I was thinking about going, you're like, okay.
Let's go.
Do I need a bag or what do I need?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just go. But your obsession is, like, I think it's a good thing. Okay. Obsession has got a bad rap, I think.
Mm.
These are things being in love changes in your personality. This one is not T-Heck. You're capable of taking more risks. You just admitted it. You're the opposite.
Yeah, I think
you've
so.
Locked it down.
Yeah, oh yeah. Especially after having kids too. I'm at the weird stage of love where it's now there's a family, so I feel pretty risk averse.
Yeah,
you know,
what's the word you want to say? But I don't think that's bad. But this one I think is weird. I don't know how you'd be capable of taking more risks. I mean, I guess it says I would do anything for love.
Yeah, which I trust that T-Hack would, but I don't think he himself is making those choices to be risky.
Okay. Are you overprotective?
I don't think so. Do I come off that way?
No.
I don't think. Okay. Yeah. Pretty chill.
I don't know how to say this. I don't even think you come off as protective. You're not. You're definitely not over.
Me cowering behind her doesn't seem.
Garage. We are only halfway through this list of the way Aaron and I's life, are terrible, and TX's life is amazing.
Doing great over here.
Things love does to change your personality. We'll give you the rest of it next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've been talking about this list of ways being in love completely changes your personality, and I just now realized they're not all positive.
Yeah.
Well, I was stupid. I thought these were all positive things that love brings into your life, but they're saying the ones we've gone through, happy and anxious, that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe not the anxious so much. Obsessed, I don't think they think... I mean, it's kind of good.
I think there's the headline, which you read, and then the sentence right below the headline that I think you had glossed over, because it does say how being head over heels in love can change a person for the better.
But you're saying that being overprotective changes you for the better? I think being overprotective can be smothering.
Yeah, no, I agree. Mm-hmm. I think to all of these, there's a line.
Yeah.
But being in a healthy relationship where you truly love someone still gets you these without going over the line.
Have you ever been in the thing we were talking about a second ago with the obsessed, where you're just obsessed with each other?
I don't think so.
Other than currently, I guess, yeah.
And not currently. In like,
would you call it obsessed?
No, I don't know what I'd call it.
Sorry to speak for you, T-Hack.
Fine.
I think that is obsessed, but it's good because on the other side of the line, that's lustful. And I don't think they're that.
Mm. I think it's good if it's reciprocated, right?
Yeah.
If I was just obsessed with her and she was lukewarm on me, that'd be bad.
But if obsession can be toxic and you're both obsessed, I'm not trying to make things weird. It's just one of those things where you're just
like I said, there's
God,
a line.
I wonder what they're doing right now. Oh, I wish they were here. Like,
yeah,
well, that's good. That's unhealthy. So it's like, well, now I won't have to wonder what they're doing anymore if I put a GPS tracker on their car.
I could, bad. Yeah.
That's, you know, but that's bad. Obsession. That's what it is.
Yes.
We've got a coworker here who tracked his wife. And
yeah,
it went sideways on him. And he literally looked at me and was like, if you've ever thought about doing it. And I'm like, to be honest, I have. He was like, don't. It'll ruin your life. And it ruined his life.
Wow. Yeah.
This was supposed to be about love and happiness. You can't focus. Hack.
Huh?
Hack. You can't focus. That's you, right? No, you're not.
No.
He's not that.
No.
No. I'm kind of laser focused. And then it's like, and now we're done. Now I get to go. I'll go
home.
He's
very present in the moment. And then when his family, like, yeah.
But as we go through this list, Aaron, you started this whole thing saying you don't know if you've ever been in love.
Correct.
Is this list confirming that?
Kind of.
That you've never felt these things.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that sad.
It's okay.
Is it? I mean, yeah. I want to keep going with the list, but it's like, not to get weird, because if I say the text line, you're just going to be swatting men off you like flies.
Yeah. But I do, like, you and I are similar. We're lover boys. We're always like, we like to date. We're relationship people, all that. And maybe Aaron's just not.
I am, but no one else is.
Okay.
That's where my sadness comes in.
Let's go just through the last few before we all...
Just cut that last part out. Yeah,
there's no... We're alive! Okay. You're more confident.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is one I never get.
Really?
Yeah,
I would
weird.
Say that's the one that so far I have felt.
Okay. This is going to be a weird little insight into my personality. You guys have met and or seen pictures of the people I've dated.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do I date within my own realm?
You pull high.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Oh, how is that supposed? I know that should give me confidence, but instead it just gives me gut-wrenching fear that they're going to find somebody better than me at all times.
Really?
I get that 1,000,000%.
Because I'm not only out of my league, I'm not even in the same sport as most of the women.
Really? But don't you have the, because I do the same thing. I feel like I have
You're way out of your league.
Way out of my league. And I feel like I must be doing something right. Like, there must not be anyone else like me.
I hate him so much. Because that is the way to look at it from a positive perspective. I just don't have that. I'm constantly
you
like...
You have to work on your self-confidence and know that you are enough.
I have
Slacker,
to work on my gratitude.
You are enough.
No, I'm not.
You're close.
All right, a couple more. If you're neurotic, you become stabilized. Again, not me.
Yeah.
If I don't know that I understand
so
that
So if
one.
You're neurotic, which I am, I'm very neurotic, mm-hmm. as I just described. I'm neurotic, insecure. It's F-I-N-E, effed up, insecure, neurotic, and something else. It's an Aerosmith thing.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm kind of neurotic too. I just have her to bounce things off of and drive her nuts. I don't know that I'm more stabilized because of it. I don't think she's more stabilized. Jeez.
I just need to know. Okay, I want to do these last two, and then we already know Aaron's never been in love. You don't judge. That's neither Aaron or I can ever fit into this category.
What the heck,
bro? Have you met you?
I don't judge.
Oh my God, hack!
The eyes she's giving you right now, pretty judgy.
What? You judge? Oh my God, Aaron. You're not mean about it. I might be meaner about it, but like, oh my God.
No.
If you tie your hair back and we put you in a balcony, people are going to be like, oh, at least half the Muppets are here.
What? What is...
The weird judgy guys up in the top of the Muppets.
No. I literally had no idea what you're talking
about.
Well,
here's proof that you've never been in love. The last one is you're smarter.
Don't have to be mean.
This reminds me of a thesis I was reading recently, actually.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.